بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد discussing الأحزاب and the battle of أحزاب or the battle of change. We stopped at a point where نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم had come to know of the plot of the Banu Nadir and the Abu Wail tribes that went to Makkah Mukarrama and they motivated the Quraysh of Makkah to make an attack on Medina Munawwara with allied forces from different Arab clans and Arab tribes, and included in this was the Ghatfan. When our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to know in Medina Munawwara, we spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam merely saying Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best wakil, the best disposer of our affairs and our matters. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashwara with the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Now in this mashwara, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we know that he hailed from Iran, and Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the opinion, the idea that we should dig this trench on that side of Medina Munawwara, which is most vulnerable, and hence these people will not be able to enter Medina Munawwara, so we will keep them at bay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the rai and the view of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but obviously this was a task, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had grouped Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in tens, and each group of 10 had an area in which they had to dig. And Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also amongst them. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had gone and he had also started digging. There are those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that narrate that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those days he exerted himself to such an extent that we could not see the skin on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body, because both front and back and everywhere Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body was all filled with dust, and that dust covered the skin of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to a point where Hazrat Salman Farsi had come across a very big boulder. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, when he had accepted the rai of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself demarcated the area. In other words, he drew a line on the ground, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed, this is where we will dig. The length of it, actually the length also was 3.5 miles, and the depth was about 5 yards going down. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed Hazrat Salman Farsi and all the Sahaba that this is the length, this is the breadth, and the entire area of the trench was demarcated by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he came across a boulder that was on the line of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you look at the reality of it, the boulder, he could not penetrate. So hence, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was even advised by other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu that you can either go around the boulder and you can carry on digging, or if you wish, come round the other way. The cave could be outer or inner. Either way, you can divert and you can carry on. But Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said something that I think we should engrave in our hearts, that this is the line that was demarcated and drawn by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot move away from this line that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have himself drawn. And I think if we just expand it and take it to the rest of our lives, it will make a very great impact and a very great difference in our lives. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has chalked out for us also a way of life, we should adopt the attitude of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu and not waver away from it, either to the outer side or to the inner side, but keep on that line that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had drawn. Nonetheless, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explains this difficulty. What does Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself, He gets out of the area that he was, the trench that was being dug where he was. He comes and he goes to where Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had found the boulder. It comes in a narration. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again takes off his sheet. He places it at the end of the, at the edge of the trench. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he takes the pickaxe. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strikes. When he strikes, according to some narrations, he read the ayah of the Quran, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا. Part of that ayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read, and the very simple meaning of the ayat is, that the words of my, of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been completed insofar as truth is concerned. In other words, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, whatever Allah ta'ala has ordained, whatever He has ordered, all that has been totally completed. In other words, there's never going to be a change to that. And he struck. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam struck, different narrations, I'll just give the gist of it, and a spark had emerged from them. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahu Akbar, and then he struck for the second time, reading the ayah, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. He completed that portion of the ayah, and again the meaning is that the words of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been completed insofar as truth is concerned, and also adl insofar as justice is concerned. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that a spark had emerged and emitted once again, and again for the third time, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck, and when he struck again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited the ayah, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And again a spark had emerged. Now on the three occasions, the three sparks emerged. In some narrations, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I saw this light right up to the sky. What was that? You said Allahu Akbar, it was very amazing, you smiled, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that on the first strike of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the palaces of the Syrians, the Byzantine Empire, that had come right up to Asham, up to the Levant, up to Syria. And then on the second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the palaces of Persia in Madain. And on the third time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the area of Yemen. And these are the areas where my ummah will defeat and conquer, and the deen of Islam will reach over there. Now why are we explaining this? Because there are one or two ayats that will discuss this part of the narration, that now the munafiqeen were also there around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and these munafiqeen, they found it a joke. Because here is Allah's Nabi himself in a trench, he is digging himself, it was winter months, Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum were hungry, many of them had stones tied to the bellies. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself had two stones, and this was a sort of a joke for them, that look at your condition today and you have such aspirations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us also a very important message, that it was not the pickaxe of Hazrat Salman that was going to do the work. It was not instruments that will advance this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not arms and ammunition that is going to bring this deen forward, but it is our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his words became a means of mockery for these munafiqeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference of this in some of the ayats that we will be discussing. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that when sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in made that effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted not the effort only in defending Madinah Munawwara, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread far and wide. And we saw the reality of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he conquers Persia, at a distance he sees those palaces in Madain, and as the Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu remembered these words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down deep in the trench around Madinah Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.